Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to They Walk Among Us, a podcast dedicated to UK true crime. This is the 15th in a series of short bonus episodes. Make sure you check out our brand new podcast series, They Walk Among America, covering tales of murder and mystery in the United States. Just search for They Walk Among America in your favorite podcast player. This episode contains distressing themes and descriptions of violence. This podcast is intended for a mature audience. Listener caution is advised. They Walk Among Us is part of the Acast Creator Network. It was implausible that Nova Welsh would have up and left with no word, leaving her two young children without a mother. But she was gone, and nobody knew where. Nova Welsh was 24, and in July 1981, she was supporting her two young sons. Nova worked as a part-time cleaner, and the family lived in a small flat on Lighthorn Avenue in Ladywood near the centre of Birmingham. It was not always just the three of them. The children's father, Osmond Bell, was now Nova's ex-partner. He had moved out some time before. Born in Jamaica during the late 1950s, Nova had arrived in England with her mother when she was 10. However, by the age of 16, she had moved out and was living with her boyfriend. Over the intervening years, the couple raised two children before parting ways. Osmond Bell, who worked as a television engineer and carpenter, would sometimes visit his children and his ex-partner at their home. Occasionally, he would help out with DIY and repairs in the flat and the communal areas. The former couple had had conflicting ideas about their future. They continually argued until it became too much. and they separated. Nova, being young and single, was ready to move on and had started dating a new partner. But from July 27th, 1981, she vanished. Just over 2 weeks after Nova Welsh went missing, a close friend of hers received a handwritten letter in the post. The author of the note presented as a woman and said she was a witness to an attack on Nova committed by a man Nova had been seen out with before. A segment read, "Me and my boyfriend were visiting a friend who lives on the same block as your friend on Lighthorn Avenue. This is what my boyfriend said he saw and heard something because he was in the car outside." No further information was given. No mention of who she was, how to contact her, or what had happened to Nova. The anonymous letter was vague, the writer distancing themselves from what they claimed had happened. It went on to divulge that while sitting in a car, the author's boyfriend had been watching the flat through the kitchen window and had seen Nova and a man fighting. The writing is hard to read, awkwardly joined and slants to the left. In two sections, words are crossed out and rewritten. Nova's friend held on to the strange letter and the envelope it came in. Another six perplexing days would pass until a devastating discovery was made on August 18th, 1981. Nova Welsh's body had been near her home all the time. In fact, in the same building, a place no one had thought to check, under the stairs in the communal utility cupboard of the flats on Lighthorn Avenue. The young mother's remains, covered by newspapers and a blanket, were hidden in the secluded area of the block of flats for 3 weeks in the peak of summer. Residents had complained of a strange smell. The cupboard door was broken and was jammed shut with a small wad of chewing gum in the lock, which over time had been covered in dirt and debris. An autopsy conducted by coroner Richard Whittington identified that Nova Welsh had been a victim of foul play. The cause of her death was pressure to the neck, likely caused by strangulation. It was estimated that she lost her life in the early hours of July 27th. Investigators had little physical evidence to go on, and decomposition had firmly set in. In 1981, it was 6 years before DNA testing was first employed, and a decade or so before its use was commonplace in investigations. Nova Welsh's friend, who had been sent the letter about Nova, passed the correspondence and the envelope it came in to the police. Officers tried to follow up on the loose detail in the letter, the mystery man Nova was seen with, the assault and the person that was said to have witnessed it, along with the person who could have authored the letter. And there was also 24-year-old Osmond Bell, Nova Welsh's ex-partner. He was put under the spotlight, and Bell was questioned at the local police station for 4 days. He said Nova must have gone away to either visit her friends or her family, who had since relocated to Miami in Florida. Before she disappeared, Nova's mother had hoped her daughter would eventually join the rest of the family in America. Nova had no enemies, was well-liked and respected. She was described as quiet, someone who generally seemed content. She was last seen alive on July 26, 1981. Nova was upset and had been crying. A short time later, in the early hours of the next day, there were loud noises coming from her flat, followed by the sound of an object being dragged along the floor. The last of Nova Welsh's friends to see her alive was neighbour Lorna Edmund. Lorna occasionally looked after Nova's children. Describing Nova and the final time the friends met, Lorna said, "She was a devoted mother who loved her two boys very much. She was so happy. She didn't seem depressed or anything like that. We were laughing and talking as we normally did. I reported Nova missing as I hadn't seen her for a while, which was unusual. It came as a terrible shock to find out what had happened to her. I often think about the old times and the things we used to do." Lorna Edmund was later interviewed by a reporter for the Birmingham Mail, and she revealed that Nova had made plans to go out on the night she was last seen. It was her former partner that was going to be looking after their children. But then Nova was never seen again. On August 9th, Lorna realised that no one had collected in Nova's washing, and so her disappearance was reported. Every avenue of inquiry led to a dead end. The case seemed unsolvable. As time marched on, the inevitable happened, and the investigation into Nova Welsh's murder became a cold case, left on the shelf and only revisited intermittently.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
While the years turned to decades and Nova's file was gathering dust, Forensic science was advancing. Investigators now had a new tool at their disposal. In 2014, the seal on the envelope the mystery letter came in was tested for DNA. A partial profile was discovered, but officers from the West Midlands Police would need further evidence to secure a conviction. And that's just what they got when they tested the chewing gum used to jam the lock on the utility cupboard. Two years later, 35 years after Nova Welsh's body was found, during August 2016, Osmond Bell was arrested and charged with his former partner's murder. The DNA profile on the chewing gum was a match. The likelihood that it was someone else was one in a billion. At the trial at Birmingham Crown Court, Osmond Bell, who was by now 60 years old, gave his address as Regent Road in Handsworth, just over 3 miles from where Nova Welsh lived and died decades earlier. He had been rearrested 2 years before he was charged, but had refused to say anything when presented with the fact that the partial DNA profile found on the envelope, which contained a letter describing an attack on Nova, could very well be his. But Bell denied the murder of the mother of his two children. He claimed to have last seen Nova 2 days before she went missing, although he did admit to having been in the utility cupboard where her body was found. He estimated he had been in there up to 3 times before the killing, once with his brother who was also his business partner. Bell was asked by his barrister, Jeremy Dean QC, why he had been in the cupboard. The defendant replied, "The very first time we went in there was to gain access to the pipe. We were going to attach a hose to the stopcock. It was the place Bell had to apparently go to switch off the water supply to the flat. He was fixing a washing machine. Bell claimed to have used a piece of chewing gum as some makeshift glue as the door had at one point been forced open. He explained this was why a piece of gum he had been chewing ended up in the lock. Bell told the court, "I have a picture of it as it happened. I resecured it by using the screws that were there and also used a bit of gum in the place of glue." Prosecutor Michael Burrows QC had opened the Crown's case. "You might wonder why we are dealing with this case now," he said. "There has been some new evidence. That new evidence comes in part from DNA, attributable to this defendant, which was found on 2 important items in the case." Burrows explained there was no test for DNA in the early 80s, but now Osmond Bell could be forensically linked to the crime. Burrows stated, "The killer used some kind of gum to secure the lock. He could not have anticipated that over 30 years later, police would be able to link that chewing gum with him." On the subject of the anonymous letter that had been mysteriously posted to one of Nova's friends, Michael Burrows QC told jurors, "It was written before she was found, and therefore before anyone innocent knew that Nova had been attacked and killed, rather than going away." The prosecutor alleged that Nova Welsh separated from her then partner after he assaulted her in the kitchen of the home they shared. Nova had told her sister and mother that she had been subjected to numerous attacks in the past. She had shown the bruises to friends. That was the reason for the breakup. Nova moved on and met someone else. His name was Wayne Newby and he visited her occasionally. But Nova's former partner, Osmond Bell, begged her to reconsider their relationship he was unhappy with the fact that she had moved on. In contrast, Osman Bell's barrister Jeremy Dean QC said his client was a man of good character. Dean explained that Bell's relationship with Nova Welsh ended not because of abuse, but following arguments about how they saw their future together. Bell claimed that he was unsure if his then partner was seeing anyone else. He said that upon hearing news reports that the body found was Nova, Bell claimed to have felt numb. Jeremy Dean QC told the court his client had been interrogated for 4 days after Nova's body was found, and it was, quote, dark and terrible. Bell stated that officers kicked the chair out from under him, struck him on the head, and he was racially abused. Osman Bell insisted he was innocent and had nothing to do with the crime. He spoke of his children, whom he described as wonderful, and said that even though they had their differences, Bell said that he still had feelings towards his former partner. According to Bell's defense counsel, the defendant was not the author of the letter, but he had handled the evidence when being interrogated. Explaining away his partial DNA match on the evidence, Bell declared that he had been left alone with the letter during a break in between questioning. The partial DNA match was taken from the lick seal on the envelope. Bell told the court, "They left the room, and on the way out, one of the officers left the exhibit on the table with me in the room. I remember thinking at the time, perhaps I'm being observed, and they only came back in after I took the letter up and had a look at it. I read it and left it on the table." After all the testimony was heard and evidence was considered over the course of a 6-week trial, a decision did not come quickly. It would take more than a week of deliberation before the jury arrived at a verdict. For the murder of Nova Welsh, Osman Bell was found not guilty. However, the jury still believed Bell was responsible for the death of the mother of his children, even if they did not think the Crown met the requirement for a murder conviction. Osman Bell was found guilty of manslaughter by an 11-1 majority verdict. In his sentencing remarks to Osman Bell, Judge Patrick Thomas QC said there had been a background of domestic violence in the relationship, which Nova had found the courage to end. The judge believed that as Nova had met someone else, she was, quote, making use of her freedom. But Osman Bell was envious and angry and took Nova's life. According to the judge, it appeared as if the killing was not planned, but as a result of an argument in the home. He said, "Nova was looking to break away from you to the extent of forming a new relationship. That you felt jealous of the new relationship was clear. I do not consider it was a premeditated killing. It arose out of a quarrel. In anger and upset at Nova ending the relationship and had taken up with another man, you use force upon her neck. You move the body from the flat where it was in the electricity cupboard, right up into the back. After that, you did nothing, knowing where Nova's body was. Her children were distressed about it. Her family were distressed about it. You thought it was getting a bit hot, and you wrote a letter intending to point suspicion away from yourself towards somebody else." During During mitigation, Osman's defense counsel said that the killing was made, quote, certainly in panic, committed by a young man who had otherwise lived an unblemished life. It was agreed that Bell wrote the letter to try and misdirect the investigation to focus on Nova Welsh's new partner. Sentencing Osman Bell, Judge Patrick Thomas QC concluded, the evidence you felt jealous of her new relationship is clear. Having killed her, you concealed her body, doing nothing to assuage the pain and grief of your own children. Entering his sixth decade, Osman Bell was told that for the manslaughter of Nova Welsh 36 years earlier, he would spend the first half of a 12-year sentence in prison, and the other half on license in the community. So where are we now? After the verdict, Detective Inspector Justin Spanner from the West Midlands Police offered a statement. He spoke about the progress in forensic analysis and what this meant for anyone who thought they had escaped justice. This is a message to anyone out there of any unsolved case who thinks they are free and the police are not going to investigate. With the advances of technology assisting our old investigations, we can bring people to justice no matter how long after the offence has happened. Even though the authorities had secured a manslaughter conviction, it could not take away the years of uncertainty and pain between Nova Welsh's death and Osman Bell's conviction. After the verdict, Nova's mother said that her daughter could now rest in peace. She added, "The family can now have closure knowing the person who took Nova's life has been brought to justice." Thank you for listening, and a special thanks to our Patreon supporters. For more information on this episode, please see the show notes or visit our website, theywalkamonguspodcast.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.